Slow reading at York. A series of texts and fragments. You're invited to listen to the silence, without which no word is audible. If a word or phrase stays with you, or if all the words and phrases go, the silence stays. From The Life of Saint Teresa of Avila, by herself. Translated by J.M. Cohen. To occupy the powers of the mind, and at the same time to imagine that we can keep them quiet, is folly. I say once more, although this is not generally understood, that there is no great humility in this. It may not be sinful, but it certainly causes distress, for it is labour thrown away, and leaves the soul somewhat frustrated, like a man who has tried to take a leap and has been pulled back. It feels that it has used its strength, and yet has not achieved what it intended to. Anyone who will reflect on the matter will perceive, from the smallness of the gain achieved, this slight lack of humility of which I have spoken. For humility has this excellent quality, that no work which is done in a humble state leaves any distaste in the soul. I think that I have made this clear, though perhaps only to myself. May the Lord open the eyes of those who read this and grant them experience. For however slight that experience is, they will immediately understand. For many years I read a great deal and understood nothing. Slow reading at the University of York.